We're back. It's us. We're still here. Rumours of our cancellation were much exaggerated. We've got Norma and the Apology Officer and Juan Kerr and special guest Yorkshireman Willie B. Hardigan. And of course, me, Rudolf Hucker.
Cancellation? You mean we were heading the way of Firefly Season 2? And all the rest of the John Carter off Mars films? Who would dare?
Well, that's the impression I got from somewhere.
No, you big dough-bender. That was LaveCon, and even they aren't really cancelled. Crosswires.
Crosswires? What have they got to be cross about? They've been laid perfectly straight.
What? Who got laid?
Right, I'm really confused now.
Maybe Palantir and Harry Bolsack retiring has discombobulated everything.
I know. News. That fixes everything.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hanky.
Foot heist leaves children starving.
Going for silver, final score.
Too hot, too messy, preparation begins.
Summer of love leaves Lave live lingerers with Lurgy.
Having had a week off, it's time to get back to the BGS.
And the community has news for us.
Fresh back from LaveCon, there are rumours of some outrageous PvP. PvP activity that went on during the weekend, courtesy of a few truckers who, given the heat, went the full Monty at a number of the station's staff. After an incident whereby the bar staff at the fleet carrier providing the drinks decided they'd use a megaphone to address patrons. Of course, they weren't selling drinks, they were promoting their own brand of bring and buy sale for cat videos. Commanders Rampage and Hanky misunderstood the shouting, assumed they'd walked into an on-foot combat zone, unshouldered their aphelions and began shooting the place up. Rampage whopped out his arc cutter and started chopping the locks off all the doors. Hanky used the overload tool on the air conditioning, and the two of them made their way up to the fleet carrier command deck, whereby they tied up the commanding officer with gaffer tape and challenged the entire security team to a game of knuckles. The visiting Hutton Special Ops School of Ninja team, who were also present, mistook the incident for a training session and proceeded to issue lessons in unarmed combat to anyone standing next to them, resulting in the docking area, where the car park bar was in full swing, looking like one of those naturalist videos where a pair of silverback gorillas are going at it hammer and tongs. And before anyone mishears the previous sentence, I said naturalist, not naturist, as that would have painted an entirely different picture. Which is what happened with Snuggles McKeag and a number of the Hutton regulars, including Commanders Bam, Deadmeat and P. Driver, when they attempted to prove that not only does the spoon actually exist, the big spoon is actually a thing. Oh, and Commander Taran, hearing this discussion and mistaking it for one of those parties, duly went the full buck naked and, well, there are some things that will be burned into our memories long into the future. Moof and Cow have had to go for a lie down in a darkened room. Suffice to say, Commander Hanky, mild-mannered taxi driver and cheese grandmaster, went the full Hulk. He turned green, his clothes stopped fitting, and he was picking people up by their mag boots, switching the mag boots off and then throwing them around the bar carrier. The incident was quietly wound down by the application of the contents of an ice bucket by Montgomery Python, cooling everyone off enormously. There were sore heads the next day.
We've had a complaint from Mrs. Softly Huggins' home for Waves and Strays that a number of her wards had been left hungry and crying after someone claiming to be the owner of the 10th Fleet carrier had interdicted their dinner and ever so cruelly scoffed enough pie to feed all 20 of them in one sitting. Why the complaint came to Hutton rather than to the headquarters of the 10th Fleet is anybody's guess. Well, okay, they don't have a headquarters, and we suppose as administrators of Barnard Star, it rather does fall upon us to dish out justice. It appears that the 10th Fleet carrier arrived in system and, not paying any attention to the waiting orphans awaiting food beacon, which had been there for days, fired up their own Bring Me Pie beacon, a few hundred megameters nearer than theirs, and the incoming food convoy duly unloaded the pie, which was then set upon by the 10th Fleet carrier crew with gusto. I didn't know he was there. The rest of the carriers that arrived at the same time had politely put up beacons like roast beef and Yorkshire style puddings please, at your convenience, and another pale ale if you wouldn't mind old fruit, and were happy to wait their turn. If you wanted any more proof that a 10th Fleet carrier carries dastardly rotters stealing food from the mouths of orphans is about as rotten as you can get, and to whoever's carrier it is, we say, you are so mean!
Well, they thought it was all over, and it is now. At the end of the current squadron event, going for Gold 3, Hutton took silver in the squadron competition. The Winged Hussars took the gold with a laudable 20.7 billion points, but only after being psychologically conned into spaffing up all their CARTO data reserves after being targeted by the Hutton PsyOps Mind Games operatives at LaveCon. A mix-up like that hasn't happened since Lord Revesley Widdershins yelled up the ante whilst playing cards against the night shift, and poor Ethel got a surprise that she won't long forget. Hutton took the silver with 13.8 billion points ahead of Explorers of the Anarchy, who took the bronze with 12.1. Enjoy your new silver trophy dashboard wobbly hologram, even if you didn't take part. 72 truckers contributed data to the overall effort, and the final standings can be viewed on the Going for Gold events page at hot.forthemug.com/goingforgold. Commander Chicks took the top spot with 36 billion credits banked, second was Montgomery Python with 3.9 billion, and third was Waller 81 with 3.4 billion credits. Seven commanders banked more than a billion credits of CARTO data during the competition and qualified for a Going for Gold 3 event patch as per tradition. The other four with more than a billion credits were Commanders Guthwine, Bam, Happy Moon Monkey and Poppy. Alvin has of course declared that silver was always his intention, as he liked variety treats and would be very grateful if next time we could add a bronze one to the trophy cabinet. He's a completionist, or very, very cunning. Next time we might try something with absolutely no opposition, like CQC. Congratulations to the Winged Hussars for A, spotting that we were doing it, okay, it's not as if we were broadcasting it every week for the last 2 months, and B, failing to spot that winning also came with a signed commitment to support the Too Hot, Too Messy project with the same enthusiasm. Welcome aboard. Huzzah!
Talking of Too Hot, Too Messy, whilst the formal launch date hasn't been nailed down any better than after GFG3 and probably at the end of the month, which is a little over a week away, Hutton's production drive has swung into full swing. Type 9s have been dispatched to the HIP 22460 system to gobble up the remains of just about any ship that hasn't been covered in green goo whilst combating Tharg the Mighty and his mighty minions, and drag them back to the orbital ready to be ground into small scrap, then hammered into ever popular and also recognisable Hutton mugs ready for delivery around the galaxy. Was that really all one sentence? Whew. With over 1,000 tons of scrap delivered for each Hutton mug made, commanders are reminded that losing to Tharg is to the benefit of the whole galaxy. The mission, to bring one mug and one ton of Centauri magazine to every station in the galaxy. Yes, that also means the planetary ones. Everything with a market, dodgy barman, black market. A timescale? We'd be really grateful if everyone got it done by Christmas. The reason? Mods. Mods is bad. Mugs cure mods. Job done. The reward? Well, we're working on that. Or Mr. Shouty is. But the main reward will be for the company of friends whilst you hunt down far-flung settlements, arrive and shout, "For the mug!" Then listen for the inevitable reply. The Too Hot Too Muggy team, that means you. No matter what squadron you represent, look after your own systems. See if, like the Winters has in Going for Gold 3, you can come out on top as top truckers. Or as an individual, are you the greatest pilot, delivery pilot in the galaxy? No, I'm sorry, you are out, cards. No, in the drop kicking it over a passing moon and marking it as handed to residents. No, hiding it in the trash compactor on bin day. Just get the Hutton helper ready. Load your ships and carriers up with mugs and get ready for the go. Are we getting together to load up? Yes. We are actively recruiting pilots across all time zones to act as Too Hot, Too Messy teabaggers, squeezing the metaphorical last bit out of the steaming hot bag and loading up passing ships regularly. Keep your eyes on the Galactic Forums and Galbook for information on when loading days are. Are there any bonuses? Well, all runs to Hutton will be logged in the Hutton Helper as well, so there's the opportunity to have a go at the record, especially as there will be people at the other end acting as a beacon if needed. So, get ready to get hot, Hutton Orbital Trucking. Get ready to get messy. That's mug every single station, y'all. And get ready for the biggest challenge this galaxy has ever thrown us.
You know those plaques that are on kitchen walls with inspirational, unattributable quotes in them? Live long and prosper. Wherever the dog lies his head, that's my home. And the ever-present, who ate all the pies? Well, there's one doing the rounds. Love, live, live and leave with a little Lurgy. Before we explain where this one came from, we'd like to reassure everyone that all reasonable steps were taken to ensure that everyone was safe during last week's party. Mr. Cow had an alcohol gel mister running behind the curtain, explaining the rude chicken noises. Mr. Moof wore his thargoid-proof encounter suit. Attendees were all encouraged to stick a testy thing in an orifice before going. Attendees were also regularly gagged, masked, and asked to wear their remlocks. Hand washing was in. Hugging was optional. Despite this, a minor outbreak of mods was reported, appearing to originate somewhere in the "You Sunk My Battleship" part of the event. It appears that an outbreak of Upsilon variant mods was passed between a number of visitors. Tests have been completed on a number of playing cards which appear to have been dipped in neat mods, UPS variant, and passed between players. Luckily, this has been limited to Commander Chicks, who is broadcasting his bit of the show from within his safety bubble, Amelia, who dealt it, Sandrine, who smelt it, and Cully, who pointed the finger. The culprit, who brought up the mods cards to the table, is yet to be found, but rumours are that there was a voice that could be heard leaving Lavecon saying,
"This is what you get by not inviting the Don to your party, you rotten Hutton truckers."
The Hutton BDS news is back after having a week off due to LaveCon. And due to LaveCon, we have a week off. Space mods, to be precise, but not any old space mods. The latest viral strain of space mods, that is Omicron 2, Eridani. None of your old rubbish Alpha Centauri mods or Delta Pavonis mods, but the very latest kind you can catch off the seat in Cubicle 3. Add that to a long list because I'm collecting the full set. This week in Hutton Space, we had another seriously pointless war that nobody noticed had started, or indeed ended. A very dry spell, some space blight, and an outbreak. More on those stories coming up. Seemingly suffering from long mods after the outbreak 3 weeks ago, Epsilon Eridani is still struggling to get back on its feet from 34%. That's still pretty low, but sufficiently ahead of the Mad Monks of Van Manen on 20. A minor civil war in the system is tying up 16% of influence, but let's take this opportunity to boost the system back up into the 40s where it belongs. Barnard Star is still basking in the temporary glow of not being bottom of the pile, just about a whole point higher on 35. A war amongst the also-rans is tying up a fifth of the system's influence, but keep chipping away as Hutton's fortunes there are making a steady improvement. Home of his great fluffiness, Alvin Diefer, Alpha Centauri is suffering from another wave of blight, shipping agronomic treatment in order to relieve the situation. Earlier, at the Hutton Bar, mutterings were overheard about mange. Let me tell you now that if any trucker dares utter this heinous accusation in public, they will be on cubicle 3 duty before they can drag their arse across the carpet, lift their back leg and scratch themselves behind the ear. Somehow, mods had spread itself from LaveCon via Studio 5 to Wolf 25, where an outbreak has taken hold of the system and paralysed the commodity markets. Commanders are asked to ship in medical supplies to alleviate the situation and reopen the markets. PSPF-LF2 has gone dry. Yes, Dead Meat's favourite system nickname is dry and needs a bit of lubrication. Truckers are asked to ship in water to the large pads in Leningrad Orbital, where Commander Aiden's fleet carrier Alvin's Mercy is on station with supplies of H2O. Alternatively, you could BYO, or bring your own. Now you know why suitcases are sized in litres. Oh, excuse me, just a moment. I've just received news that the dryness has passed, and as far as my list of adverse states go, I can rub that one out. Between this and the latest BGS news update 2 weeks ago, Sirius Corporation have started and lost yet another war with Hutton in Avik. Some folks really don't learn, do they? The latest war in a series of six, or is it seven, I've lost count, concluded earlier this afternoon with a 4-1 win for Hutton. Well done to retired Navy IT-1 and others who helped secure the victory. Still feeling a bit muzzy and lethargic after the mods outbreak, which hit it over a month ago, our most popular system, Epsilon Indy, has valiantly made it up to 38%. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have one system above 60% and two over 70. Has someone been dumping going for gold data in our only LYR system? Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, relieve the blight in Alpha Centauri and relieve the outbreak in Wolf 25. Boost Epsilon Eridani and Barnard Star. If you want to shoot something, how about rethinking your life choices? Choose peace. Choose Onion Head. Choose a hauler.
My goodness, people get up to some fun things, don't they? I'm amazed that they've had time to tell us about them, but I imagine it's because they want you all to hear how good their adventures are and maybe inspire you to join their events, or even to set up one yourselves. This week we have news from Does the Sun Still Rise in the East, and Chicken Run 2 Crash Harder. Links for these events will be posted in the chat and also in the description of the YouTube upload. Commander the Presence's curiosity-fueled trip to the edge of the galaxy and his ale-fueled trip to the bathroom have both been proceeding apace, as he explains in Does the Sun Still Shine in the East, week 20.
It really feels like I'm getting homewards now, despite I still have 35,000 plus light years to go. The reason for this, I've now left Lyra's son by entering Hawking's Gap, and I didn't even have to buy him a drink. Talking of drink, I've now quaffed an impressive 768 pints of Nongar Ale since leaving Magellan's Star, and that's only four short of the amount Flossie drank at LaveCon 2022. And she still beat me 2 out of 3 times in an arm wrestling contest. All is not 100% rosy in my garden, though. As in my own inebriated silliness, I asked for the lovely Sally Morgan Moore to twat me for the Twatted by Sally EDSM badge. I'll have one commander... I'll have one commander Jnagu hasn't got then. Not that I'm competing, of course. And two memories struggle through my foggy recollection of the meeting. One is I must have asked the really nicely as she said yes. And the other was something about not having to find her. She'll find me with FDev magic. Is it true what they say? Every silver lining has a cloud? I'm 4,000 plus light years away from my next waypoint for the DSSA Spartacus, which has the required facilities for me to offload all my exobiology data, and I'm talking about enough data to get me the Class 5 Inara badge. Or get mightily close, and that's without at least one promotion to Elite 3, if not 4. This and the ale are starting to give me nightmares. And these are not the sort of dreams Sally I want, or I'm used to. She is lovely after all. Every day now is a race to Spartacus in an effort to offload before I'm offed. Hopefully, I'll see you all next week, not from Magdalen Star again. TTFN 07.
Commander Alec Turner of the Buckyball Racers has news of the exciting Chicken Run 2 event subtitled Crash Harder.
Starting this Saturday, 23rd July, and running until the following Sunday, 31st July, Chicken Run 2 Crash Harder is the sixth race in the Buckyball Racing Club's Magic 8 Ball Championship. In this race, we focus on gravity, specifically landing at a series of planetary ports, each with increasing amounts of the stuff, all while transporting delicate cargo. Racers have the option to chicken out at any point after the second base for a stiff penalty, or can choose to push on through to the bitter end for a potentially even stiffer one. No, not that, you smutty bunch. Death! Commanders interested in finding out more can either sniff around the loading docks at Noriega Station, an LTT 2151 system, or follow the link in the Buckyball Racing Club's website, buckyballracing.org.uk.
And what's more, he's got a nice little video to go with this, explaining what it's all about. Run, VT.
For those of you wondering what's on screen at the moment, that's actually the speed that Alec Turner flies and the speed that he speaks. Ouch! Yes. That one was a bit rough.
It was. Oh, I don't know. 3.99. Oh.
Oh, night vision on this next one. Oh, that was a miss.
Station services information update obtained.
And that's it from the community for this week. Don't forget, if you've got an exciting mission, an update on an existing one, or something you want us to read out, join the Hutton Discord, grab one of the admins and show your press badge. We'll press it, then stuff you in the correspondence channel where you can tell us about it. And yes, that's different to how we were doing it before, because Palantir left and he ate the keys to the mailroom.